Oh, let me get you on here. Let me get Mike on here. I'm sorry. There
God bless you all.
Gotcha.
Thank you, all God, right. For letting me teach. And I thank you, Barney and Vicki and Bob and Jeannie, for sharing, being able to share tonight. This topic that I'm going to teach on is about Pentecost, and tonight we're going to cover the first Pentecost ever done. God picked three feast days to do a lot of wonderful things, and each of these feast days foreshadowed things that are to come or have already come. And Passover was one of them, where Israel was in Exodus. They left the Egypt, and they had the Passover lamb at that time, and eventually it fulfilled by Jesus Christ coming along and being the final Passover lamb. Pentecost also was a feast day that started a few months later and was fulfilled on the day of Acts 2:4. The other feast day is the Feast of Tabernacles, which is still to be fulfilled, and that points towards the hope for Israel as a millennial kingdom and for us when Christ comes back and gathers the church together. In Pentecost was that one of those three main feast days. It was also known as the Feast of Weeks or the Spring Harvest. And it was 50 days after they began to count from the first barley harvest on that day of the wave offering. In Leviticus 23:15-16, it says, "And ye shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from that the day that ye brought the sheaf of the wave offering. Seven Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the seventh Sabbath shall ye number 50 days, and ye shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord." Now, I wrote a book and published it 4 years ago, and this is one of the chapters in the book on Pentecost. The name of the book is The Feast Days of the Lord in Light of the New Testament. And my background is Orientalisms of the Bible. The Hebrew name for Pentecost is Shavuot, and in the Greek it was called Pentecost because it meant 50. In Exodus, it was also known as the first fruits of the labors. And in Numbers, it was known as the day of the first fruits. Exodus 23:16 says, "And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labor, which thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of the ingathering, which is at the end of the year, when you shall have gathered in thy labors out of the field." So here's mentioned two feast days, the Pentecost and the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, I grew up part of my life in Virginia, and in Virginia we had two harvest times for hay. We used to cut our hay in early June, and then we would do a second cutting around the end of August, beginning of September. So there was two harvests for Israel. In Numbers 28:26, it says, "Also in the day of the first fruits, when you bring a new meat offering unto the Lord after your weeks be out, ye shall have a holy convocation, and you shall do no servile work." And these holy convocations were like rehearsals and the anticipation of those feast days. The background of Pentecost is in Exodus 19, and if you like to turn there, we're going to stay there for a while. And according to the Mishnah, which is the writings of the Jewish oral traditions, the law was given to Israel on Mount Sinai on Shavuot, or Pentecost, in written and spoken form. And we're going to start in verse 1 in Exodus 19, In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came into the wilderness of Sinai. Now, if you count that in Genesis or in Exodus, where they left Egypt and God instituted the Passover was started off as the first year of the holy calendar. The first day of Nisan was the starting of the holy calendar. And the holy calendar was set up by two things. Today, they don't do it the same way, so we don't know if Pentecost Sunday is accurate or not, but it's just based on the lunar calendar. But in the Old Testament times, they had to have the barley harvest had to be ripe, and it had to be what's called a Abib. And a Abib was the name of that month, Nisan, in the Old Testament. So the beginning of beginning of the holy calendar started in Nisan. And a couple months later, you have Pentecost. So if you think that Passover usually is around March or April, then Pentecost is always in May and June. So this third month, they were at Mount Sinai, for they departed. They were departed from Rephidim, and were come to the desert of Sinai, and pitched in the wilderness there. Israel camped before the mount. And in verse 3, Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you into myself. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice, indeed, and keep my commandment, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Now God delivered Israel from Egypt, and he uses the endearing term, I bear you on eagle's wings. It's really an endearing term. And if they would obey his voice, it says, if they would obey his voice and keep his covenant, they would be a special treasure, a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation. Now, I want to focus on a word here that's in Exodus 19. And we're going to see how this word, how important it is in foreshadowing to Acts 2:4. This word voice is the Hebrew word call. Pronounced just like you would say, I'm going to make a phone call. It's spelled Q-O-W-L, but it's pronounced just like the English word call. And it's defined as a sound produced by vocal cords, either actual or figuratively. And the first occurrence of this word is in Genesis, and when they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. That's the very first usage. And Moses, in verse 7, Moses came, and he called for the elders of the people, and he laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, All that the Lord has spoken we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words to the people of the Lord, of the people unto the Lord. So Moses told the elders and the people what God had said, and they all agreed. God wanted to talk to all the people of Israel, not just Moses, that the people may hear when I speak. That's the emphasis. In verse 10, it goes on and it says, And the Lord said unto Moses, Go unto the people and sanctify them today, and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes and be ready against the third day. For the third day, I will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. They were to wash and sanctify themselves to be pure. This was the preparation time to get ready. This preparation time also, every feast day and every Sabbath, they made ready. The preparation is also known as a rehearsal or an invitation. God invited them to come to the foot of the mountain, and he was going to speak to them there. This preparation time is a whole subject all by itself, but it was embedded in Israel's culture of all these preparations, and you can see a lot of them throughout the Word of God. Whited sepulchers, fixing the roads, washing their clothes, and sanctifying themselves. In verse 12, it says, "And thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, Take heed to yourselves, that ye go not up to the mount, and touch the border of it. Whosoever touches the mount shall be put to death, surely put to death. There shall not a hand touch it, but it shall surely be stoned. He shall surely be stoned and shot through. Whether it be beast or man, it shall not live." Here's something to note. "And when the trumpet sounded long, then shall come up to the mount." God has set limits here, boundaries for them, and to wait for the cue to come up at the sounding of the trumpet. Okay, we're going to see a few more of these words, calls, in this next few verses. "And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders," call, "lightnings, and a thick cloud upon the mount, the voice of a trumpet exceedingly loud," that's call, "so that all the people that were in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the nether part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was altogether on smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke therefore ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice call of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice call. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount, and the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. And let the priests also which come near to the Lord sanctify themselves, lest they break through, lest the Lord break forth upon them. And Moses said unto the Lord, The people cannot come up to the Mount Sinai, for thou hast charged us, saying, Set the bounds about the mount and sanctify it. And the Lord said unto him, Away, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron, with thee. But let not the priests and the people break through to come up unto the Lord, lest he break forth unto them. So Moses went down unto the people and spake unto them. Now God wanted to talk to Israel, the people of Israel, all the time. Keep this in mind as we begin to understand what Pentecost is all about. It was the giving of the law. It started a new administration, the law administration. As you go to the New Testament and you end the Christ administration, the next administration starts on Pentecost, and it's the grace administration. This Hebrew word call, meaning voice, is used 5 times in this record, and in verse 16 it was used for thunder. The people got ready for God coming to talk to them, and God descended upon the mountain in fire. Now, in Deuteronomy 4, it gives a little more information here of what this account was all about. In verse 9, in Deuteronomy 4, 9 through 14, it says, "Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them to thy sons and thy sons' sons, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb," or Mount Sinai, "when the Lord said unto me, Gather the people, me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn and to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. And ye came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire unto the midst of the heavens, heaven, and with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. And the Lord spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. Ye heard the voice of the words, but ye saw no similitude. Only ye heard a voice, and he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded to you to perform, even the Ten Commandments, and he wrote them upon the two tables of stone. And the Lord commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that ye might do them in the land whither you go over to possess it." And we'll see, as we continue on, we'll see many more parallels of these events that are fulfilled in Acts 2:4. And tomorrow night we'll start into Pentecost in the New Testament, and we'll look at the record at the Mount Transfiguration first. So this concludes part one, and God bless you all.